to serve the women and all of the men that prayed over the women. We just thank you so much. We thank you so much for sowing seed into the Lighthouse ladies. We're believing that we're going to another level. We are overcomers in Jesus, and we just are so thankful. On Wednesday, we have our family night extravaganza, and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It's such a good time. It's a time when the Lord just moves amongst us. He's strengthening the body. He's doing incredible things in us. And so that's that five part of a family. That church has felt like family today. Not just like sitting and like watching, but the participation of the body of Christ and family. It's so important. I encourage you, as the word comes, that you participate. You grab a hold of it. That means you let it come in and you like allow it to have its way in your heart and your mind, that you participate with the Lord. So God, we thank you for your word. We ask for a fresh, just infilling of your word. We thank you for the grace on your word today. The word that satisfies the longings of our hearts. And we just honor you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, over the last couple of days, I was preparing this message, and over and over again, I had a feeling like I wasn't going to have any time. And what was God going to do? And so I want to share what I think God wants to say to us this morning about this fly. from the word, and just encourage us in his word. You know, it says in Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Do you know what the gospel is? It's the news about Jesus, that he lived, that he died, that he rose again, that he ascended to heaven, and he's coming back. That's the gospel. And it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel gives us the power to become Christians. Believing that. Oh, wow. There are so many things that the scripture has that are just truths. Statements that he makes that are just profound truths. That's one of them. The gospel is the power of God. Wow. We could just stop with that. We had a sermon down here and a sermon over here. We had lots of the Lord speaking to us this morning and sharing his heart, making men and women of God in this place, raising us up, calling us forth, declaring his word over us. God is moving. He's moving in the house. He's moving in our house. And it's not just our house. He's moving all over the land. In churches everywhere, God is doing similar things, touching people and moving, sharing his gospel, the power of God, that we might go forth with his word. Hallelujah. Yeah. Any heart, any life can be changed in a single moment, because one moment with God can radically change the entire course of your life. Because our hearts are, they're wonderful. God loves our hearts. Did you know that? He loves your heart. We were going to talk about the revival of the heart this morning. And I got a little bit of that thought in there. But God loves our hearts. He wants to use us today to minister to people's hearts. To see them changed. To see their lives transformed. Whether they're hardened or broken or abused, doesn't matter. God can change them in a moment. Our hearts were like that once too. But the heart is so precious to God. He loves our hearts. He loves your heart. Say, God loves my heart. I don't think you really believe that necessarily. Say it with your meaning. God loves my heart. Amen. The human heart is, every human heart matters to God. Everyone. And it's within our hearts to see his impact in us. So, what is the condition of your heart? Think about that. In the book of Luke, Jesus said, a good person, out of the good things of his heart, out of the treasury of a good heart, brings good things out of a church of a good heart. I'll get it right. I'm trying to read the verse in this translation and quote it in another translation. It doesn't work. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. And so Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Jesus doesn't want you saved. Doesn't just want you saved, he wants you whole. Every whit whole. Body, soul, and spirit, inside and out, he wants you saved. Completely. He's after your heart. He's after your heart. Over the last couple days, I was reading, not related to what I was going to preach. I was just reading, and I picked up a book that I bought, 1975, 76, and maybe 78, I don't know, somewhere in there. Anyway, and I had never looked at it since I bought it. I mean, I've read it then, but I hadn't looked at it again. And I picked it up this weekend, and I opened up to a section in that book. It was, I don't know, it was like chapter 12 or 13, I guess. I don't know. I just flipped it open, and I started to look at it, and it caught my attention. And just gripped me that God so much wants our hearts that he's building a kingdom, and he's building us as his people in his kingdom, and we're a company of brothers and sisters called out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are people of his kingdom. We're people of the kingdom of God, and we're bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and we're made citizens of a new kingdom, a new breed of people. We're called to be kings and priests before him. And his power is in us. But so many times we fall under the attack of the enemy. We fall under his lies, and we believe his lies, and they hold us captive. Because he's pretty tricky. But God wants us to be free. It's important to know who God made us to be and what he made us to be so that we can exercise the freedom. And where we find the truth about that is in his word. In his word. And his word describes to us what are the rights and privileges of people of the kingdom. And as we stand in his word, we have the authority of the Lord over the power of the enemy. And until we place a demand on God's word and enforce it, we'll fail to enjoy the rights of it. God wants you to enforce his word. He wants you to stand in it and believe in the power of it and enforce his word. There's just so many scriptures that are powerful, and I just am overwhelmed by the power of the word, by the what the word says we have, what the power of the word in us, how it works. His word is so powerful. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just imagine for a moment that God is speaking to you his word. And he's saying things in his word that are truth. And he's speaking them over you. And in that, he's revealing what his word to you is and what his word has made you to be and who you are. And his word is so powerful. It sets us free. Bible says if you know the truth will set you free. And that's not just memorizing a little verse, but knowing the truth, having it implanted in our hearts by His Holy Spirit, knowing His truth, it will set you free. It will bring freedom to you. Hallelujah. In the sermon that I have, I was going to talk about David quite a bit, but there's one verse that to me sums up the whole of the message of David and his heart. David's heart was a heart after God, after God's own heart. We read that last week in Acts 13. David was a man after God's own heart. But there's one verse in Samuel that speaks to me and reveals the secret of that. And it's in 1 Samuel verse chapter 30, verse 6. The very last sentence of that verse. And you know the story was the people of Israel. I mean, he was rejected by everybody. And came down to the 600 men that gathered around him and that he trained to be an army. They rejected him. And that's where this verse is found. They rejected him and he was in trouble. Now, verse 6 of chapter 30 says, now David was greatly distressed for all the people, those 600 men, spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. And then the last phrase of that verse says, David strengthened himself in God. David strengthened himself in God. He turned his heart back to the Lord and said, I need you, God. I need your strength. And that, to me, is the secret behind all of the rest of David's life. David continued to turn his heart to God. You see in scriptures all over, but you see a picture of a beautiful heart who is loyal to God, who values worship, who values righteousness, who values the kingdom, who values freedom. David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. It's a powerful, powerful verse. But it's a verse that we can take for our own. When we're in trouble, when whatever we're facing, that's what we need to do. Strengthen ourselves in the Lord. We've got choices to make on a daily basis, but all the time we have to come back to that place. I strengthen myself in the Lord. When our hearts are submitted and yielded to Him, that's when we're positioned for revival. Positioned to make the greatest impact for His kingdom on the earth. To bring revival to our region, to our nation, to our state, to our city, to one another. To bring revival, the moving of God in our midst. To bring Jesus to our country. Is your heart positioned for revival? Taking the truth of the Holy Word of God and applying it in my life, in my innermost being, and guarding my heart. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us this morning. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to shift our hearts, to position us for revival. God's going to do some amazing things in our country. Yesterday there was a communion with, I don't know how many people, but a communion table was a mile long in Washington. And we participated in that communion. Yesterday the ladies did. But God is doing amazing things in our land. Amen. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. I want my heart to be loyal to God. Every moment, I'm going to strengthen myself in the Lord. I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to seek Him. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to believe in Him. I'm going to be empowered by Him. Amen. Let's stand. Father, we just thank you so much for your love and your grace. You make so many incredible promises. On every page of the Bible, you tell us of your love and your faithfulness, of your compassion and of your strength. You reveal to us your healing, your power to work in us above or beyond anything we can ask or think. And I believe every one of those promises, Lord. I believe the gospel truly is the power of God and the salvation. Lord, we want to be a people who are sold out, wholly devoted to you. We want to be a people who strengthen themselves in the Lord, like David did. Always coming back to believing you, to worshiping you, to loving you. No matter what, you're the answer. So Lord, we worship you today, and we thank you for moving in our hearts, each one of us, for shifting things, changing things, rejoicing in you. Lord, we worship you, we bless you and praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord,